This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My question is regarding insurance. Actually, some say the insurance is allowed, some say it's not allowed. Now, I work in a company where by default we get insured, myself, my family, the spouse, etc. And part of the salary is taken in as a premium. So we don't have an option. Now, in case there is a medical requirement, can I avail the benefits of insurance for myself and my family?
We'll ask two parts of the question. First part, that medical insurance, is it allowed or not? Or is insurance haram or halal? And secondly, since this company has forced him into a policy of insurance from his salary, so can he avail of the benefits? As far as the first question is concerned regarding is insurance allowed or not, per se, insurance is not haram. It is mubah, it's optional, it's halal, insurance per se. But because most of the insurance, they involve interest or riba, that's why it becomes haram. So business per se is halal, allowed. But if the business deals with alcohol, it becomes haram. If the business deals with riba, it becomes haram. So similarly, insurance per se is not haram. But because most of the insurance is based on riba, it's connected with interest, therefore it's haram. There are many Islamic insurance companies which I know, in Oman, in Dubai, many. There are many which I'm aware of. So if it's based on the Islamic Sharia guidelines, insurance per se is allowed. But in India also, most of them which I know of, they deal with riba, therefore it becomes haram. Now, as far as in your case, you're working in a company and they say that you have to take out a medical insurance and they cut from your salary, and then can you avail the benefits? See, there are many things which are rules of a company which you have an option to avail or not, and some places you don't have option. As far as medical insurance is concerned, if the company cuts, I feel if you go and approach the management and say, I don't mind insurance, but because it is haram in our community, please don't cut my salary. First thing you have to check up with the medical insurance that a company has involved in, is it haram or halal? Most of them are haram. So you can request them that see to it that you choose a company which is halal. See, one thing is the life insurance. In life insurance, what happens is that whatever premium you pay, there are some clauses to it, maybe 10 years, life insurance. So you keep on paying a fixed amount of premium every month. And if the policy matures after 10 years, if you don't die, you get the same amount back. But if you die in between, you may get double. If an accident, you may get more. So it depends upon the policy. So this surely what money you give, it comes back to you, it is surely interest-based. Most of the others also interest-based. In a medical insurance, you pay amount whether you get sick or not. If you don't get sick, you don't get the amount back. So depending on what the policy is and what is the basis of it to give you money back, because if they're giving you money for treatment, they have to acquire from somewhere else. If there's Islamic pooling where you say that everyone gives 1,000 rupees, and if there are hundreds of thousands of people, and if one person gets sick, you give their money, so that becomes halal. But most of the insurance companies don't work like that. They take your money and they invest and they keep it in a bank and they get interest out of it. So if the money that's taken from you, the premium taken from you, if it is invested in a business which is not haram, then the policy is halal. But most of the insurance company, they keep it in a bank for safety and they take interest which becomes haram. So which medical company has your company taken the insurance off, you have to check up. Most are haram, I know that. I can't say 100%. And if it's a haram, if falling in the haram category, surely you can go and speak to the management and say that, see, I know that it is for my benefit that if I give a medical insurance claim, my money is being cut, maybe a few hundred rupees, but any problem. So you can give in writing that please don't cut my medical insurance claim. And if any medical expenses, I will bear from my own salary. So if you give in writing, I doubt whether any company will object. Now that's the difference, is that people don't go and speak to the management that way. So there's no rule of the government that the company should take medical claim from you. It is the policy of the company. And if you're able to convince to the company, say, this is my religion, it is haram, no Muslim may have come and told them that. So you explain to them, majority, I think, inshallah, most of them will agree with the demand. And there are many such cases which I have guided people in other aspects, like offering salah. You go and request, why won't they accept it? But speak in a good way, that if you're taking a few minutes for salah, say, I will work extra for that. See to it that the work is not disturbed. See to it that you get better output. So if performance is good, the company will not mind acceding to your request. But generally, taking an insurance policy of anything which involves an riba is not allowed in Islam. Hope that answers the question.